Early this winter, a honey bucket disposal haul truck broke down in the city of Stebbins. For rural Western Alaska communities without running water or sewage, delayed equipment, leaking honey buckets, and snowstorms have the potential to be disastrous. It has been a multiple community, multiple entity effort to keep the city clean, but Stebbins is far from the only rural community looking for help. Marty Brewer is the program manager for the Village Safe Water Program within the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
We have received over 40 applications for our first quarter's awards consideration.
Those applications are for IPF, or Infrastructure Protection Funding, and all those applications are from fiscal year 2019 alone. That funding is available to cities who operate their own wastewater systems but need assistance maintaining their critical needs.
So when I talk about critical needs, I'm talking about the operational and maintenance needs. Things wear out. Things like pumps and their water treatment plants and to handle their wastewater transport. So things like that operationally have a finite lifespan and that they need assistance with.
The city of Stebbins applied for a new haul truck using those funds. Brewster says that their application will be reviewed sometime in early March. Despite equipment problems, the city has had success in improving waste management infrastructure. According to the Norton Sound Health Corporation, the NSHC has been able to provide over $50,000 for 13 honey bucket bins. A City of Stebbins ordinance passed in October makes residents responsible for taking their trash to the landfill. The city, however, empties the communal honey bucket bins dispersed around town. In the meantime, Stebbins has been renting equipment from the community of St. Michael, but a city administrator says it's been expensive. You can read this story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.